Chapter 11. A Friend in Need is a Friend Indeed. "First of all," said Dorothy, "we must find our friends, the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow."
"Yes, let us find them," said the Lion.
Dorothy asked some monkeys with wings to help her to find her comrades. They were glad to help Dorothy. They remembered the place where they dropped the Tin Woodman very well, so they flew there and soon found him. The monkeys brought the Tin Woodman to the palace. Many smiths worked for 3 days and 4 nights on his legs and arms. At last, the Woodman could walk again. Dorothy and the Lion were very happy. The Tin Woodman was happy too, because he was with his dear friends. Now they wanted to find the Scarecrow. That was not so easy. They walked all that day and the next day. Then they saw a tall tree and the Scarecrow in it. The Tin Woodman began to cut down the tree. Soon the tree fell down. The Scarecrow fell down too. They lifted him up and carried him back to the palace. They put nice clean straw into his body, and he jumped to his feet. He thanked his dear friends.
"Now," said Dorothy, "we must go back to the Wizard of Oz."
"Yes," said the Tin Woodman, "let us go back to the Emerald Palace. I hope I shall get my heart now."
"And I shall get my brains," said the Scarecrow.
"And I shall get my courage," said the Cowardly Lion.
"And I shall go back to Kansas," cried Dorothy. "Oh, let us start for the Emerald City at once."
And they did. They walked and walked and walked. Many days passed before our four friends saw the green walls of the Emerald City. They were very happy to get back in the throne room of the great wizard. There waited no people in the room. They waited and waited. At last they heard a voice. It said,
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. What do you want of me?"
They looked in every corner of the throne room, but they did not see the wizard there. At last Dorothy asked,
"Where are you, great wizard?"
"I am here," said the voice, "but you can't see me."
Then Dorothy said again,
"Now you must do what you promised us."
"What did I promise you?" asked Oz.
"You promised to send me back to Kansas," said the little girl.
"And you promised to give me brains," said the Scarecrow.
"And you promised to give me a heart,"
said the Tin Woodman.
"And you promised to give me courage," said the Cowardly Lion.
"But what about the Wicked Witch of the West?" asked the voice. "What happened to her?"
"The witch melted," said Dorothy. "I threw a bucket of water at her, and she melted."
"Oh, she melted, you say that she melted," said the voice. "Well, come tomorrow morning. I must have time to think it over," said the wizard.
"You had a lot of time to think it over," said the Tin Woodman. He was very angry.
"We don't want to wait. You must do it at once," said the Scarecrow.
"Yes, you must do it now," cried Dorothy.
And the Cowardly Lion roared. He wanted to frighten the wizard, but he frightened little Toto. The little dog ran away. He ran against the screen that stood in the corner. The screen fell down. And what did they all see? They saw...
Read the next chapter, and you will know what our friends saw.